Notes from Greenelsh, number 249. Come away. Last night, I attended the prom dance and game night at my school. I was the designated photographer, but also a chaperone and part of the cleanup crew. Everyone had a great time. As a high school teacher, this time of year is busy. Lately, in addition to regular responsibilities, I've been going from one event or activity to the next, like publishing the yearbook, open house, awards night, and educator recognitions. Coming up is a school hike, field day, senior picnic, and graduation. Along with that, I've been busy helping my son, who has a full calendar, with track championships, advanced placement exams, scout merit badges, and prepping for a mission trip to Mexico. His school also held a prom last night. It was fun to get ready with him, teach him how to tie a tie, and coach him on etiquette. Then today, we'll celebrate Mother's Day for my wife. Given our hectic schedules, we'll keep it simple and enjoy a picnic lunch at a park. How about you? Are you busier than usual these days? Or maybe you're just physically tired, emotionally weary, or mentally distracted? Perhaps you've become numb and are just going through the motions of everyday life, but aren't really engaged. Maybe hurt, anger, or disappointment suck the life from each day. That can change. You can change. Despite the busyness of your schedule or the weariness of your soul, you can be strengthened, encouraged, and revitalized by coming away with Jesus. Jesus is God the Son who became a man to save you from the deadly results of your wrongdoing and the trappings and trauma of this fallen world of broken people. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He created you and loves you. As the perfect solution to your every need, He is calling you to Himself. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus is the Prince of Shalom, or in English, the Prince of Peace. The English translation of Shalom doesn't capture the rich fullness of Jesus' character. As the Shalom, Jesus is the source of not just your peace, but also your rest, tranquility, welfare, prosperity, satisfaction, and completeness. Only with Him are you perfectly valued, accepted, and loved. Only with Jesus can you become all He designed you to be. The call of Jesus involves two parts: leaving behind what doesn't really matter and moving into what truly does matter, now and forever. Jesus preached, "The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news." In other words, He's saying, God has come to you in me, so you can experience true life. Therefore, change your mindset, receive this glorious truth, and trust in me. It's a call to come away with Him. Nothing in this world compares to the surpassing greatness of knowing Jesus. While ministering on earth, Jesus modeled being set apart with God and for God. He frequently stepped away from the busyness and pressures of serving people to commune and rest with God the Father. This fortified him with the wisdom, power, purpose, and joy to carry out his mission of saving the world. Jesus wants to fortify you the same way. That's why he calls people to come away with him. We continually see this calling in his teaching and actions. Here are four examples. 1. When Jesus' disciples were in a boat, caught in a storm, he came to them by walking on water. They were afraid because they weren't sure what to think of him. He called Peter to get out of the boat and come to him. Peter responded by leaving his friends and the security and familiarity of the boat. As he looked to Jesus and trusted him, he was able to walk on the water toward Jesus. But then Peter took his eyes off Jesus in doubt. He focused on the storm, became afraid, and started to sink. He cried out to Jesus to save him. And Jesus did. If you want to experience true life with Jesus, you must answer his call to leave behind your boat and come to him by faith. 2. After his friend Lazarus was sick and died, Jesus visited his grieving sisters and the surrounding community who were also mourning. In demonstration of his power over death and a foreshadow of the way he himself would die and rise again, Jesus commanded Lazarus to come to him. Miraculously, Lazarus was raised to life, came forth from the tomb, and joined Jesus and the others. If you want to pass from spiritual death to life, answer Jesus' command to step away from what is killing you and come to him. For he is the resurrection and the life. 3. As Jesus was traveling from town to town, healing people and teaching them what it means to trust and obey God, a rich man came to him and asked how he could have eternal life. Jesus replied by telling him to keep the commands of God. The man claimed that he did since he was young and asked if there was anything else. Jesus lovingly told him, "There is one thing for you to do. Go and sell your possessions, then come and follow me." The man left disheartened because he wasn't willing to do it. He valued his possessions more than life with Jesus. Is there anything more important to you than Jesus? If you want to truly live, you must leave it behind and follow him. 4. Before Peter became a disciple of Jesus, he was a fisherman by trade. When Jesus sought him out, Peter had been fishing all night, but had finally come ashore after catching nothing. Jesus told him to go out one more time and cast his nets. He complained at first, but then respectfully complied. As soon as he dropped his nets, he caught so much fish he had trouble hauling them in, and his boat could hardly carry the load. Then Jesus called Peter to abandon everything in order to come and follow him, for he would make Peter a fisher of people. Are you like Peter? Striving to live life on your own terms for things that don't really last? Jesus is calling you to come away, to His much better way. He is offering abundant, everlasting life with Him that has a selfless and glorious purpose of honoring God and saving others. In conclusion, you can come away with Jesus now. Respond to His loving call. Don't let anything restrain you or distract you. Jesus said, "Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person, and they with me." Open the door of your heart to Jesus. Confess any wrongdoing and receive His forgiveness. Then ask Him to show you and empower you to live rightly one day at a time. Rely on Him to help you move away from your old lifestyle and come into a new life with Him, where you put Him and others before yourself. Only then will you experience the ever-deepening peace, rest, love, joy, hope, and purpose that your soul longs for. In addition, another dynamic benefit is that as you believe in Jesus, follow Jesus, give your life to Jesus, and let Him live in you, you will help others come away with Him also.